This is The Show That Goes Like This with Ben Simmons.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Let her go. Y'all ready for this?
I just wanna be part of your symphony.
Hello, one and all. How are you doing out there? Are you making it through the hottest day on record? I'm not going to dwell on that too much. I was guesting on 1, 2, 3 yesterday, guest hosting, covering, if you like, and was dealing with that in great depth then. Ways to keep cool, ways to keep animals cool, tips and tricks and advice on creating homemade aircon, etc. So I don't want to kind of recover old ground. This is the show that goes like this. This is a wacky, unpredictable show. You're not quite sure what's coming next. There will be celebrity birthdays. You know that's going to happen. There will be a very exciting edition of the World Cup of Films later on in the show, and I'll explain why it's even more exciting than normal shortly. We will be looking at the weird world of news a few times as well, but you can't avoid the hot weather, but I said I wouldn't dwell on it. What I am going to look at is the aftermath of the hot weather. Yes, not in a negative way. I know there's fires being brought under control all over various places in London, some wildfires, some caused by negligence and who knows what else. But anyway, whilst that is hopefully dealt with, there's no doubt that it's going to get cooler tomorrow morning. And it could result, in the meantime, in some kind of thunder, a weather phenomena that's oft not discussed on this programme. But it's going to be discussed on this programme musically, because I put the call out on social media, as I love doing in the run-up to the show, asking my lovely leg-end listeners for suggestions of tracks that link to thunder or lightning or storms or electricity in some way or another. So thank you to you having replied in your droves, and we've got some great suggestions for music throughout the show. However, to begin with musically, a brief apology to my dad, Keith, because while I was on the airwaves yesterday, he requested a particular song that I didn't have access to, and I said, I'm going to get access to it for tomorrow and put it on the show that goes like this. It's quite poignant, really, because back in the late 1960s, my dad Keith and my uncle Alan were working together as a double act. They would go on to become incredibly successful in the world of comedy, but when they started out, they were a singing duo called The Simmons. They didn't add the brothers on the end until they took up comedy. But The Simmons had a hit. Well, I say a hit, they had a song released. Sadly, it wasn't hugely widely purchased, I don't believe, but has made it onto a couple of compilation albums in the ensuing years, and excitingly, Jimmy Page was the session guitarist on this track. I'm going to open with it because it's certainly apt with what's been going on the last couple of days. You may not be requesting the title too much in your everyday lives. However, I'm sure you'll enjoy the song and request this track over and over again. Now we've played it on Phoenix FM. This is The Simmons and Take Me Where the Sun Shines. Not when it shines at 39 degrees, though.
Take me where the sun shines. Forevermore. Oh, the
shines.
FM.
The Simmons and Take Me Where the Sun Shines. That's the last time tonight we'll be musically dwelling on the fact that it's been a bit warm and the sun is most definitely shining. I think we can safely say we're going to get a summer 2022. Oh, yes. Anyway, hope your Tuesday is treating you well. It's coming up to 10 past six. So many ways you can be here on the show that goes like this, but you knew that already. Just spread the word amongst your friends. Give it a share somewhere on social media. Go for it. Yes, Ben Simmons Radio is my page on social media, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. It's 98.0 FM if you're in the area of Brentwood, Billericay, or relatively close by. If you're not, it's phoenixfm.com. Also available on smart speaker. And yes, Mixcloud does have the webcam feed into the studio. You can see my lovely crisp white t-shirt and my slightly flyaway hair today because I didn't put the same amount of products on it as I normally do. Yes, you can only see me if you go to the webcam feed on Mixcloud. Search for Phoenix 98 FM. And if you have a Mixcloud account, which is free to get, you can join in the chat at the box on the side as well. Hello to Paul Milton, who's there again. Good to know that you're out there and listening, Paul, as well. Thanks for all your support over the years. It's been fabulous. It's great to know you're there. Great to know we're sharing our Tuesday evenings together. But now on to thunder and storm and lightning related music. So, yes, plus all the other things, Weird World of News, celebrity birthdays, exciting World Cup of Films developments. Yes, the group stages are complete. We're almost ready to begin the knockout. But not quite. What's going to happen first? I'll tell you in about half an hour's time. But musically, we're beginning with Mek featuring Leo Sayer. Always loved this track. I think the original came out round about the year I was born. Maybe that's why I love it. We'll be right back.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Wonderful to have your company. Hope your Tuesday evening is entirely bearable so far. And I think we can rest assured now the hottest part of the day is over. It's still extremely hot. It's still sort of mid to late 30s in a lot of places, but not your 38 to 39s anymore. It was about 34, 35 when I drove in, and just gradually going to get cooler. Yes, it's going to be another warm night, but when you wake up tomorrow, it's not going to get unbearably hot from tomorrow. It's going to get to highs of about 26, 27, something like that. Yes, it's still summer. Oh, yes, no one's saying that. No one's saying it's not going to be warm. It's just 10 degrees cooler than it has been today, most places. Anyway, I said I wouldn't dwell on it. Now I've dwelt on it a little bit. I'm slightly sorry about that. We will go over to the weird world of news fairly soon. I'm going to get another track on quite quickly, though. And we might do celebrity birthdays a bit earlier in the show, because I do believe the World Cup of Films could dominate the latter part of tonight's show. It will feature a little bit more heavily than normal. The excitement's building. Oh, yes. So the Mech and Leo Sayer song was suggested by Graham Long on social media in the run-up to the show. Thank you very much, sir, for that one. Fabulous. And another Graham suggested the next one. Well, he actually said anything by Stormzy, which does link to thunder and storms. So congratulations, Graham Noble, otherwise known as the man known as G. Yes, the man they call G. His name's Graham, though, isn't it? Fabulous. Anyway, here's Ed Sheeran featuring Stormzy. He liked London so much, he wants to go back.
Jet plane headed up to the sky. Spread wings and the clouds getting high. We ain't hit a rave in a while. So take me back to London.
Yo! I do deals but I never get twanged. Moves that ain't never been planned. No goons that were never in gangs. Where I'm from... Then a 12-gauge drip, yes, sick how it fits in my hand. I don't mix with the glitz and the glam. All these stupid b****s on the gram. I don't do online beef or need to gram beef. I'm way too G'd up to beef for gram. Need to pull an AP to help me time keep my ride deep. He moves when I speak my ride. Leave you wet like a scuba dive. You were younger then and now we're unified. South London boys, get you crucified, I'm gone.
It's that time, Big Mike and Teddy are on grime. I wanna try new things, they just want me to sing because nobody thinks I write rhymes. But now I'm back in the biz with my guy. Give me a packet of crisps and my pine. I hit my friends up, go straight to the pub because I haven't been home in time. Yes, I, but that's my fault. Oh. Gross half a billy on the divide tour. Oh. Yes, I ain't kidding with what I lie for. Oh. But now I'm back on the track with Big Michael. Whoa. He said,
Teddy, never get off your high horse and never let him take your crown.
I've been away for a while, traveled a million miles, but I'm heading back to London town right now.
Jet plane headed up to the sky.
To the sky.
Spread wings and the clouds getting high. We ain't hit a rave in a while. So take me back to London. Face high, middle night, ceiling low. Sweat brow, dripping down when in Rome. No sound is it quiet like my home. So take me back to London.
Yo. When I squeeze off this little pen on mine, done a remix, now I got Ed on grime.
And this ain't like any top 10 of mine. I arrived at Wembley ahead of time.
And that's stadiums, man of aliens. I drink Supermort and Vibranium. I got a RM11 titanium.
And I rock a 5970 daily, but I won't show, I won't flows. Don't need tags ripping off my clothes.
Don't need bricks blowing up my phone. And Ted said,
that's just the way things go.
It's just the way things go, amazing flows. Grime or rap, man, I gave them both. Took this sound that was made in bone. Went global, man, now the case is closed.
2015 in the batting and pop, but Toadstone's 2 years. You'll be wrapping it up and you'll go through tears with the people you love. But when you get to the top, man, it's never enough. Cause you can win Brits,
it don't stop.
And you can do Glasgow,
headline slot.
But when you're miles away and you're feeling alone, gotta remember that there ain't no place like home.
Jet plane headed up to the sky.
To the sky.
Spread wings and the clouds getting high.
Getting high.
We ain't hit a rave in a while.
In a what?
So take me back to London. High middle night, sitting low. Sweat brow, dripping down when in Rome.
When in Rome.
No sound, is it quiet like my home?
Like my home.
So take me back to London.
Phoenix FM.
Quite an eclectic mix of styles early on the show that goes like this, I'm sure you'll agree. Late 60s, The Simmons and Take Me Where the Sun Shines. Naughty's remix of 70s track Thunder in My Heart, now known as Thunder in My Heart again, Mech and Leo Sayer. And then a bit of grime, a bit of 2020s grime with Ed Sheeran and Stormzy, Take Me Back to London. That's the beauty of this programme. We're not constrained by genre or times of music releases. I'll play anything if it fits in with the theme. So hopefully there's something for everyone throughout the show, so no need to go anywhere else. PhoenixFM.com, 98.0 FM if you're in the area. So, yes, now, I did say we'd pay visits to the weird world of news today, and sometimes I do like to bring you sort of useful life hacks and tips on the weird world of news. And this is related to the heat wave, so I am going to talk about it again. But this is quite interesting. The place I go online to find you these wacky news stories has this, so I feel duty bound to share it with you. A dentist explains how the heat wave could be damaging your teeth and what to do about it. People know to protect their skin and their eyes. We wear sun cream and sunglasses so that the UV rays aren't too damaging to us. But did you know hot weather can be damaging to your teeth? Yes. Dr. Khalid Qassem, chief orthodontist of Impress, reveals how you can avoid tooth sensitivity when taking in the summer sun. He says temperature changes can cause tooth enamel to crack. He says tooth sensitivity is common, especially in summer when you're sipping on an ice cold beverage or relaxing with an ice cream, because as temperatures change with the seasons, the protective enamel on your teeth will expand and contract at different rates, leaving dentine, the layer beneath the enamel which covers the outside of the teeth, exposed. This will cause your teeth to feel more sensitive. There's nothing you can do about the weather, but you can keep sensitive teeth at bay by trying where possible to stick to room temperature drinks rather than ice cold ones. Bit difficult when your room temperature's in the 30s, but anyway. And switching to a sensitive toothpaste will also help. Dehydration can cause saliva production to slow, and saliva is essential for washing away bacteria or food and drink particles. If you leave those, if you're dehydrated, you don't produce as much saliva. Those particles can stick to your teeth and increase your risk of developing tooth decay and cavities. Drinking at least 2 litres of water a day will keep dehydration at bay and replace the saliva you might not be producing. One final thing, it's common to chew on ice as a kind of a heat relief mechanism, and he says your teeth are with you for the rest of your life. You don't want to risk dental emergencies for 5 minutes of relief. Dr. Kassan also saying there, it's common to rely on ice to keep you cold, but chewing is a bad habit many Brits have. Thinking it's just frozen water so it can't be bad is wrong. Chewing on any hard substances can leave your teeth vulnerable to getting chipped, cracked or broken, or even having loosened crowns. So where possible, avoid chewing on ice. Yes, it will melt and go back to a liquid, but it can cause tooth damage. So who knew? Hot weather makes your teeth even more susceptible to sensitivity. But there we go. Basically, don't chew on ice. Get a sensitive toothpaste if you have sensitive teeth. Don't let yourself get dehydrated, because you won't produce enough of your mouth's natural defence, saliva. There we go. Weird world of news, tooth tips. Over now to another track suggested by Paul Milton. It's an old favourite. Let's go and see the world of Greece and lightning together.
Well, this car is automatic. It's systematic. It's hydromatic. Why, it's a greased lightning.
Greased lightning. Look at some overhead lifters and four barrel cars, oh yeah.
We talking, what we talking.
Fuel injection cut up and chrome painted rods, oh yeah.
I'll get the money, I'll get the money.
With a 4-speed on the floor, never waiting at the door. You know that in
this year they get lightning. It's greased lightning.
You are supreme, the chicks are cream, for grease lightning.
Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, brilliant from Grease, of course. Greased Lightning, the clean version. We don't want to hear anything smutty at this time in the evening. Oh no, no one's ready for that right now. Hope your Tuesday's treating you as well as possibly can be expected. And I think early doors in the show that goes like this tonight, we're going to go for some celebrity birthdays. So, it's the 19th of July. Who is celebrating today? Well, Benedict Cumberbatch, Doctor Strange, Sherlock and others is 46 today. Legendary Queen guitarist Brian May is 75 today. Scottish politician and leader Nicola Sturgeon is 52 today. Vitaly Klitschko, former boxer, now Ukrainian politician, is 51 today. Anthony Edwards of ER and Top Gun fame is 60 today. Actress Angela Griffin is 46 today. Singer Gabrielle is 53 today. And presenter Helen Skelton is 39 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. If it's your birthday as well, a very happy birthday to you. So there we go. Who'd have thought it? Brian May, 75. That doesn't seem possible. He's a rocker, for goodness sake. Come on. They don't get old, do they? Anyway, amazing. There will be some Queen music featuring in the show a little bit later on, thanks to your suggestions. So yeah, you've been fabulous with suggestions on social media in the run-up to the show. So let's have another one right now. This is ELO and Mr. Blue Sky.
Everybody smiles at you.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now, if you've had your eye on the news today, I'm sure you've seen about the weather-related incidents that are keeping the emergency services extremely busy, in particular the fire service responding to many incidents all over the UK, but also quite a few severe ones in and around London and Greater London. And, there's some worrying images about. Shocking if you live in Wennington, which is sort of on the outskirts of East London, isn't it? Sort of Hornchurch, Upminster, around that area. Homes have been destroyed in Wennington, where wildfires have taken hold and spread quite rapidly. That's what it looks like anyway. I'm sure more will come out about that. But also, yes, I live in Brentwood now, but I'm originally from Dartford in Kent, and there's some worrying images of the edge of Dartford Heath, where it meets the A2, basically on fire. And whether that's simply just caught light as a wildfire or due to some kind of negligence. You wouldn't think this, but people having barbecues, yes, I know barbecues are dangerous, but any kind of glass bottle kind of left somewhere, it can be act as a magnifying glass in extremely hot weather. Shards of glass, bits of glass, and the sun shines on some dry ground through a glass bottle and it can catch light. So yeah, wildfires can start that way just by people not clearing away their rubbish and stuff like that. So certainly worth bearing that in mind. But yeah, if you haven't seen, there's some shocking images if you know the A2 and the Dartford area. There was famously a fire that took hold of a large part of Dartford Heath quite a few years back, about sort of 10, 15 years ago, maybe longer. But hopefully this won't spread quite as badly as the previous one did, but who knows. Huge thanks to all the fire service personnel and emergency services working incredibly hard today on what must be extremely tough circumstances. It's still in the 30s in a lot of places, and yes, UK's record temperature was broken a number of times and currently now belongs to Coningsby in Lincolnshire, 40.3 degrees C. Recorded there today. It was Heathrow earlier on in the day, but now that's been beaten by Coningsby. Is that an accolade you want? Who knows? Is it a sign of climate change and we all need to do more? Governments need to do more. Let's not dwell on it. Let's have another track, and then after which I will tell you all about the World Cup of Films. Why am I doing it slightly earlier than normal? Well, a draw has to take place this evening. Oh yes, the excitement quite literally building. Now, Leanne Simpson in the northeast of England requested this next track. Huge thanks to you, Leanne. Lovely to hear from you. Many of the lyrics lead themselves to talking about storms and thunder and electricity. Oh yes, good effort. This is Knock on Wood.
Phoenix FM.
Good call from Leanne Simpson there. Enjoyed that. Amy Stewart and Knock on Wood. So many great tracks still to come. What's coming later in the show? Well, some Queen. We've got a bit of Old Blue Eyes is going to be here. Tina Turner, The Lightning Seeds. Yes, Jessie J as well. So much to look forward to. And more visits to the Weird World of News coming. But if you're on Mixcloud, you will get an added treat this evening because I'm going to tell you about it early. I'm going to tell you about what's been going on in the World Cup of Films. Group 8 was concluded a couple of days ago, which means that the knockout stages are due to begin. However, they can't begin until the draw for the knockout stages has happened, which will happen during tonight's show. There is the sheer excitement. I've decided as soon as we get past 7 o'clock, the draw can happen, and then I will post the polls onto my Twitter feed and you'll be able to vote for the knockout stages. Yes, we've been going in groups of four to work out the nation's favourite film, and the top two have gone through. Now in the knockout stages, it's just one film against another film. There's going to be 8 rounds, 16 films remain. And we will whittle it down to the final 8 for the quarterfinals. So, yes, time to get very, very excited indeed. And I'm happy to share this news with you from Group 8. So, the question as ever was, you can only watch one of these films. Which one do you choose? And in Group 8, the four going against each other were Avengers Endgame, Lord of the Rings The Return of the King, Forrest Gump and The Dark Night. And after the conclusion of voting, Avengers Endgame, 50% of the vote. Lord of the Rings Return of the King, 17% of the vote. Forrest Gump, 33% of the vote. The Dark Knight, shockingly, 0. There we go. So Avengers Endgame and Forrest Gump go through to the knockout stages. So, oh yes, I'm ready for some sheer excitement. I'm sure you are as well. If you're on Mixcloud, you can see me in the studio holding up slips of paper. I've got two random piles of paper with the film titles on them, and they will be drawn against each other. I will be noting them down. It's going to be a crazy old time for all of us. The World Cup of Films will be dominating the second hour of tonight's episode of the show that goes like this. So I know what you're saying. Get some more tracks on then if you're going to do a lot of film talk. Fine, I will do. No worries. Now, two people who don't know each other, entirely independent of each other, have suggested this next track. So well done. Great minds think alike. Connor Rycroft and Ellie Miles. Here are Imagine Dragons.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number, I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder, 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 thunder,
thunder, thunder, thunder, thunder, thunder, thunder,
thunder, feel the thunder. Lightning and the thunder. Thunder, feel the thunder. Lightning and the thunder. Thunder, thunder. Thunder.
Kids were laughing in my classes while I was scheming for the masses. Who do you think you are? Dreaming about being a big star. They say you're basic, they say you're easy. You're always riding in the backseat. Now I'm smiling from the stage while you were clapping in the nosebleeds.
Thunder, 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 thunder,
thunder, thunder, thunder, thunder, thunder,
thunder,
thunder, feel the thunder. Lightning and the thunder. Thunder, feel the thunder. Lightning and the thunder.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Some realistic sound effects at the end of that track there. Will we be hearing sounds like that tonight or tomorrow morning? Will a thunderstorm develop as the extremely hot weather subsides ever so slightly? Now, time to pay another visit to the weird world of news. Here's a story I really enjoyed reading and I hope you will enjoy hearing. Couple astounded after hearing rattle in home and finding something in their bed. Now that sounds scary, but it's not what you're expecting. This is excellent. We've all heard mysterious noises in our home at one point or another. Normally it's just a gust of wind, a fallen object, or nothing more. But one couple got the shock of a lifetime when they went to investigate an unusual noise, and they found an otter had trashed their home before jumping into their bed. Linda and Peter were unwinding at their holiday home in Cumbria when the cheeky creature snuck inside. Squeezing through a pet gate, which was designed to stop the couple's cat from escaping. So yes, the otter wreaked havoc in the living room and then jumped into their bed and had a snooze. That's a bit cheeky really, isn't it? It's Goldilocks, the otter. Unbelievable. Yeah, cushions were scattered in the living room, a candle holder was knocked to the floor, some of the cat's food had been eaten, although it was then found in a pile of sick on the carpet. But the culprit hadn't gone far. The couple went to the bedroom, pulled back the covers and found the brazen otter curled up asleep on their bed. Incredible. So... yeah, that is not what you imagine. Oh, was that a funny noise? Don't worry, darling, it's just an otter. It was in no rush to leave after being discovered as well, pausing under Linda's dresser before casually making its way down the hallway and out the door. And she added, I've washed the sheets and had the carpets cleaned since the impromptu visit. The cat was really frightened, but we're just thankful they didn't cross paths, as that could have ended very badly. Yes. Oh, something's just got knocked over in the next room. Perhaps it was just the wind. No, it was Tarka. Yes. There's that old gag about a chicken Tarka, isn't there? What is it? Like a chicken tiger but a little otter? AC/DC.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
We're edging ever closer to the draw for the last 16 knockout stage of the World Cup of Films. It's getting exciting. The tension is building in the studio. I'm tense anyway, if nobody else is. Now, here's another story. Someone upset, Maria on the Isle of Wight, upset about the otter when she had a similar incident, because frequently things come into her home, namely a cat that she's sort of taken on, and occasionally you get mice as a result of that, which you don't want, really, in your home. Insects occasionally fly in, of course. But recently Maria on the Isle of Wight had a toad enter her kitchen and go under the dishwasher and be very difficult to get out. She tried to entice it out with some water. And then there was an incident where Maria's husband got scared of the toad and picked something up to try and get it out of the way, and hit Maria's eyebrow with a wheel of a vegetable rack. I think that's all there is to say, really. Let's just basically say for Maria, the toad caused havoc. But she loves the toad. She found it. It came out. Everything was fine. It's gone into the garden. It survived. It's a happy ending to the story. And the toad will now visit Maria for many years to come. Excellent. Right. Let's have a classic track. Obviously, there's lines in this that relate to storms. I haven't been doing the honours, really, have I? AC/DC's Thunderstruck was courtesy of Graham Long and fellow Phoenix presenter Rob Harvey. Thank you, gentlemen. This next one, also the man they call G, Graham Noble, suggested a bit of classic Queen. You can't miss an opportunity to play this.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter. Just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, I'm not back again this time tomorrow.
a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the bandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo,
Magnifico.
I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah,
no, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let me go!
We will not let you go.
Let me go!
Never let you go.
Never let me go.
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go.
Beelzebub has the devil put aside for me.
Phoenix FM.
No need really to tell you what that track was. If you were listening to it, you must know. If you joined it in the last half a second, you're like, I wonder what that track was. Where were you for the previous 5 minutes? Of course, it was Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, wonderfully suggested by Graham Noble. Thank you very much. And also hello to Tony Smith, who's in his car listening. Yes, fabulous. Good to hear from you, Tony. And good to know you're out there. Spread the word in your car. Just drive around with it blaring. You know, I'm sure everyone will love that in this weather. Marvellous. Anyway, as promised, we're into the second hour of the show. So the World Cup of Films draw for the knockout stages has to take place. Before it does, I will let you know, bear in mind, due to exhaustive research, I managed to whittle it down to 32 for this World Cup of the greatest films critically acclaimed and by fan support as well. So it was very difficult, and we've lost some incredible films already, but the 16 that have made it through thanks to your votes out there, you have voted very heavily for this in this World Cup of Films. Thank you very much. So the 16 that remain are Toy Story, It's a Wonderful Life, The Empire Strikes Back, The Green Mile, The Godfather, Pulp Fiction, Schindler's List, Ghostbusters, Terminator 2 Judgment Day, Singing in the Rain, The Shawshank Redemption, The Matrix, Back to the Future, The Wizard of Oz, Avengers Endgame, and Forrest Gump. So yes, I am going to, in between some of the tracks for the rest of the show now, do the knockout stage draw. And I've kind of made this a little bit more official than it needs to be, but there you go. I think there's some sort of excitement linked to it. If you're on Mixcloud, you can join me on the webcam feed in our studio. and check that I am doing it and it's all above board. Yes, 98 FM, Phoenix 98 FM. If you search for that on Mixcloud, you'll see the webcam feed on video live into the studio. If you have a Mixcloud account, you can join in the chat on the box at the side. But you can just watch. You don't have to have an account. You don't have to sign up to it, but it is free to do so. So, let's go for it. The first film making its way to the Game 1 knockout is Schindler's List. There we go. It's Schindler's List. I'm having to write this down. Schindler's List will be playing against... It's tough to do a draw. The Green Mile. Schindler's List versus the Green Mile. There we go. That is Game 1. What will be next? Please calm down, everyone. Please calm down. Toy Story. Toy Story. I'm possibly not holding them near enough the camera, I've realised, for verification. Toy Story is into Game 2 and will be pitted against which one of these? The Shawshank Redemption. The Shawshank Redemption. How are we going to sort this out? Well, okay, let's do two more and then we'll break off. Two more games, that is. Four more films, then we'll have a musical interlude. So, in Game 3 of the knockout stages, we will have The Empire Strikes Back. The Empire Strikes Back will be taking on which film? I've done this properly with slips of paper that need unfolding, just like they do in the World Cup draw. That's a heck of a tie. Empire Strikes Back versus Pulp Fiction. Wowzers. Okay. Now, we're almost halfway through. At the halfway point, we'll have a musical interlude. We've now got, for Game 4, The Godfather. The Godfather. I feel the need to say it twice. Just makes it seem slightly more authoritative on my part. Against the Wizard of Oz. Okay. So, half of the draw has taken place for the last 16. We've got Schindler's List versus The Green Mile. Toy Story versus The Shawshank Redemption. The Empire Strikes Back versus Pulp Fiction. And The Godfather versus The Wizard of Oz. The rest of the draw to come after this track that's storm-related, suggested by Rachel Mercer earlier on today. Thank you, Rachel. She wants a bit of Bad Moon Rising.
Take Phoenix FM.
Creedence Clearwater Revival with Bad Moon Rising. Thanks to Rachel again for suggesting that one. So many of your suggestions still to come, and only 51 and a half minutes to get them in. Plus all the excitement of the rest of the draw now of the World Cup of Films. Are we ready? Brace yourselves, everyone. Here we go. The next film for Game 5 will be Avengers Endgame. Avengers Endgame, winner of Group 8, will be taking on It's a Wonderful Life, the new against the classic. Okay. Game 6, then, will be Terminator 2 Judgment Day. Terminator 2 Judgment Day versus Forrest Gump. Machine versus man. Okay, two left. Game 7. The Matrix. Are we all living in a simulation? The Matrix versus Ghostbusters. The original. Not Afterlife. Although that was quite good. Nobody mentions the all-female remake anymore, do they? Game 8. Back to the Future. Back to the Future. Versus. The only one left. There we go. Authentic draw has happened. Singing in the Rain. Wowzers. 16 amazing films will be whittled down to 8 over the course of the next month or so. It's all happening. So there we go. That concludes the draw for the last 16 of the World Cup of Films. Schindler's List versus The Green Mile. Toy Story versus The Shawshank Redemption. The Empire Strikes Back versus Pulp Fiction. The Godfather versus The Wizard of Oz. Avengers Endgame versus It's a Wonderful Life. Terminator 2 Judgment Day versus Forrest Gump. The Matrix versus Ghostbusters. And Back to the Future versus Singing in the Rain. How on earth are we going to vote on those? Well, it's over to you. The voting will begin probably while the next couple of tracks are on. Some of those films will be very happy. Some of them will experience stormy weather. Thanks to Sue Burton and Charlie James, who want to hear Old Blue Eyes.
My gal and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather. Just can't get my poor old self together. I'm weary all the time. The time. When she went away, the blues walked in and they met me. If she stays away, that old rocking chair's gonna get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Since my gal and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time.
she went away, the blues walked in and met me.
If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me.
All I do is pray the Lord above will let me. Since my gal and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time, the time. Keeps raining all the
Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
It absolutely is, you know, yes. Final 45 minutes of tonight's show left. So many tracks to squeeze in. And yes, the polls are now live. The draw has happened for the World Cup of Films. Where were you? Missed it live. Some people got to enjoy it on our webcam feed in Mixcloud. Fantastic. But yes, the polls are now live. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter is the place to go. Remember, when there were 32 films, we were voting in groups of four. Now it's the knockout. It's just one film against another. So, game one. The World Cup of Films, last 16. Game one, you can only watch one of these. Which do you choose? The poll is live. Schindler's List or The Green Mile? Schindler's List versus The Green Mile. How can you decide? And then if that wasn't tough enough, whether you want a emotive kids film or an emotive adults film, game two is also available to vote for on at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. World Cup of Films, last 16. Game two, you can only watch one. Toy Story or The Shawshank Redemption. Which do you choose? So game one, Schindler's List versus The Green Mile. Game two, Toy Story versus Shawshank. Get your votes in now. Give the polls a retweet. Get more people to vote. Your favourite may not make it through unless you get some extra support. So yes, please go for it. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Do it now. In the meantime, Dave Bourne wants to hear Bang Bang. Only too happy, Dave.
The straitjacket of true love's fine, bang bang. If you're Houdini in your spare time, bang bang. Lord Nell and Lady Hamilton, they fought for love. When he come home from the war, he give a whoop for love. The mighty fall when love has called. Vampire friends desire to lust, bang bang. They fall on necks, then fall in love, bang, bang. The Marquis de Sade was happy with a stroke of love. Sherlock Holmes alone preferred a little toke of love. Bang, bang, the mighty fall. Bang, bang, when love is called. Bang, bang, the mighty fall. Tony and Cleo struck out for the Frio down Egypt's way. But Caesar had squeezed her in Rome on his quilt for a day. Hey, hey. Now Anthony got really angry. But old Caesar's hanky-panky. She told him she'd use them, and boy did she abuse them. All in love and blew them away. Bang, bang. Mighty fall, bang bang, when love is called. Bang bang, the mighty fall, bang bang.
na 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 na. And Sam and Delilah, they both we should file under fool. 'Cause when the temples start to crumble, Sammy for his comb did fumble. Life was in a ruin. She loved Johnny Pruin. Fall in love and blew him away. Bang, bang, when love has called. Bang, bang, the mighty fall. Bang, bang, when love has called. Bang,
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was for Dave Bourne, B.A. Robertson with Bang Bang. Great suggestion. Yes, why is all the music like that? Have you seen the link? If you weren't here at the beginning of the show, you may not know. We're not dealing with heat waves. We're not even dealing with summer or sun or anything like that. We're dealing with the fact that after a heat wave, you will frequently get thunderstorms, lightning, electrical storms, general storms. So all the music is related to storms, thunder, lightning and electricity. Hence Bang Bang by B.A. Robertson being appropriate. Oh yes, it's been a great mix of tracks throughout the show tonight, many of which have been suggested by you lovely listeners. Thank you so much for doing that again. Votes coming in already for the World Cup of Films, which is fantastic. So get yourself onto Twitter at BenSimRadio and cast your vote. Knockout stages have begun. We're into the nitty-gritty of the tournament now. Very, very exciting. I'm sure you will agree. After the next track, another visit to the weird world of news, where I call it the weird world of news. It's frequently becoming stories about animals and tips. Maybe I need to change the name of the segment to that. But for those green-fingered ones amongst you, some advice for your garden. Coming via the weird world of news / animal stories and tips. After this, from Suede, another one Rob Harvey wants to hear. Well, he would, wouldn't he? Well, he'd be playing it on Synth City as well. Probably a bit unnecessary. Good song, though, Rob.
We got a love that's cold as stone. We got a love from a violent home. We got a love that ain't got no name. We kiss a lover of lips like fame. We got a lot of electricity. We got a love like ACDC. We got a love that ain't got no shame. We kiss a lover of lips.
Phoenix FM.
Suede and Electricity. There we go. Another great track on the airwaves on Phoenix FM tonight on the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Now then, coming next, as promised, tips for gardeners out there. Maybe didn't realise that this could be important, particularly during a heatwave. I found it quite interesting. This article says, many of us get green-fingered once the sunshine comes out to play and we like to take pride in our luscious green gardens. But with temperatures rising, many of us will be tempted to do things in the garden which we perhaps shouldn't. This includes watering your grass. This can actually hinder rather than help your garden. Who knew? Yes, lawns can become scorched if you water them during a heat wave, but there are still steps you can take to keep it looking thick and green. If you water it once a week, that should keep it ticking over, but your mowing routine should also drop to once a week. Don't think I have a weekly mowing routine, certainly not a daily mowing routine that needs to drop to once a week. Maybe I need to increase my mowing routine. Anyway, there's this advice as well. Adjust the blades on your mower to a higher setting. That will ensure the grass stems provide maximum shade for the soil. So don't cut them too short. Again, that can cause more problems with the ground getting scorched. Also, to keep container plants happy, move them into the shade. They're the first things to dry out in a heat wave. If you don't move them, they will perish quickly. So, yes, also having the right pots for plants is important to keep your garden hydrated. An unsealed terracotta pot can cause the water to evaporate a lot easier from the soil, which will get the plant to dry and die a lot sooner. So, yeah, there's a surprise. So get an already sealed terracotta pot or seal it with a specialised sealer. The same goes for black plastic pots that attract all the heat due to their colour. Light-coloured pots that will reflect the sunlight are better for plants in hot weather. There we go. Watering plants early in the morning can also help. If they've wilted or turned brown during the heatwave, it's not too late. Watering them before it gets extremely hot gives them a chance to get that water in them before it gets very hot. So, yeah, interesting advice on looking after gardens, looking after plants. I'm not particularly green-fingered myself, but I'm going to increase my mowing routine, but also increase the height of the blades. There's a shocker. Now, okay, let's have another track. This was suggested by Kelly Evans, although I think she wanted the official Human League version. This is another version. It's Giorgio Moroder with Phil Oakey together in Electric Dreams.
Better prize.
Oh,
your eyes and mine.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Phil Oakey there with Giorgio Moroder, and together in Electric Dreams. Fabulous. Suggested by Kelly Evans. Good suggestion. More great music on the show that goes like this tonight. Now, you may be relieved to hear, with it still being above 30 in most places right now that had the red heat warning issued by the Met Office, that certainly after 8 o'clock it's scheduled to get noticeably cooler between the hours of 8 and 9. Certainly here in Brentwood. I'll check some other areas and look at London as well while the next track is on. So that may make you all feel a bit better. See, stay with me on the airwaves, stay inside and keep cool. Then it cools down a bit between 8 and 9. You can go outside and have a lovely drink in the evening sunshine. Yes, fabulous. Great stuff coming up after me as well tonight from 8 until 10. Of course, Rob Harvey in with Synth City. From 10 until midnight, Gary Davidson's back with Off the Record. So keep it here, 98.0 and phoenixfm.com. Now, here's a loose link to stormy weather. Tina Turner, We Don't Need Another Hero. Doesn't make any sense. Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. I'm quite pleased with that.
We don't need
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Yes, and this is Ben Simmons, almost into the final 21 minutes of the show that goes like this tonight, and still want to get in a few tracks for you. Yes, we've done celebrity birthdays, we've paid a few visits to the Weird World of News, hastily being renamed Animal Stories and Life Tips, and we've had the draw for the knockout stages of the World Cup of Films. If you missed it, you can see all the info on at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, and votes have come in. Yeah, Toy Story in the lead at the moment over The Shawshank Redemption, and The Green Mile in the lead over Schindler's List. If you feel outraged hearing that information, get yourself on Twitter at Ben Sim Radio, single tap or click once you're on the profile to cast your vote. But go on, give it a retweet as well. That would be utterly, utterly lovely of you. Right, so another visit to the Weird World of News / Animal Stories and Life Tips. Yes, and there's more tips. We are in for another warm night tonight. And a sleep expert has shared the best position to try for a good night's rest. You were wondering where that was going, weren't you? For a good night's rest during the heat wave, yes. So everyone finds it uncomfortable when temperatures are above 20 degrees trying to sleep. It can be difficult. You can find yourself tossing and turning, trying to find the perfect position and struggling to get through the night. Well, James Linehart, founder of leading pillow and mattress brand Levitex, we've all heard of that, has given his advice on the best position to get some sleep in during sweltering conditions. Okay, so get ready for it. I'm just looking through the article. It's one of those, not clickbait articles, but article that wants you to read more before it actually tells you. Optimizing your sleep posture with a supportive mattress and pillow will help preserve the position you go to sleep in for longer. Whether it's semi-fetal side-lying dreamer or lying on your back stargazer. Okay. Because you toss and turn at night, your heart rate variably goes up. Yes, this makes you warmer as more blood pumps around the body. So when temperatures are hotter, people get even warmer the more they move around in bed. Okay. So ensuring you're comfortable in bed and managing sleep posture on an appropriate lying surface is the best way to keep body temperature down. It's not really sort of saying, it's just saying don't move. It's kind of a bit weird. Apparently... Oh, I see. They have listed a load of positions and said that's the best one. Okay, the dreamer. The dreamer is the best one. I've understood the wealth of almost hieroglyphic-like images now on this website. The sort of lying sideways with your head supported on the pillow properly. If you can stay comfortable in that position, that is the ultimate sleeping position in hot weather, apparently. So, yes. And if you sleep with someone who tries to take the covers, you won't have that issue in hot weather, will you? You'll both be lying on top of the covers, or have got rid of the covers entirely and maybe replace them with just the thin sheet or something like that. While we all come to terms with the best position to sleep in, let's have more storm-related music. This is Leona Lewis with Thunder.
First it was heaven, everything roses and fire, you and I were golden. Now it's Armageddon, and I woke up like a fighter, building up a legion. You were rising like a star, reigning like a king, while I was waiting in the wings.
Coming back with
said that I was shy without you, so you held me down, down. But this voice was getting loud, and it just wouldn't give in, 'cause I was made to stay. Some have to wait with an empty heart.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Leona Lewis and Thunder. Still got a couple of tracks to get in before I leave you tonight. And lots still to squeeze in and recap the whole show. So yes, don't forget we're playing storm related music. All the tracks have to be linked in some way or another to thunder, lightning, electricity or storms, because I think that's what's coming. We may get a bit of rain later tonight, we may get some rain tomorrow, surely at some point. You normally get that, don't you, after extreme hot weather, when it all dies down a little bit, you get those thunderstorms coming in. I've never loved thunder. Had to recently drive from the south coast back to Essex through a weird lightning storm. I say weird, at times there were forked lightning strikes hitting the road relatively nearby, and very often there was sheet lightning going on. Probably lasted a good 40 minutes, which was very, very stressful to drive through. Got home though, nothing got struck as far as I was aware, and it's all okay. I've lived to tell the tale. So yes, be careful if you're intending on making any journeys later this evening. There could well be thunderstorms and odd bits of rain here and there, worth checking before you travel. And if you missed me saying it earlier, I think a bit of heat relief is coming between 8 and 9 o'clock, certainly in the Essex area. It's going to drop considerably in that hour, so that might make it a little bit more bearable at the very least. Okay, now I heard this next track only yesterday, having not heard it for many years. I enjoyed it. I'm going to hear it again right now, and so are you. It's the Lightning Seeds. Then we may keep the Lightning Seeds theme going after this one. All you football fans out there can possibly guess what's coming. We're supporting the Lionesses in the Euros, aren't we?
Songs you sing, or how you think of FM.
Lightning Seeds and Sugar-Coated Iceberg. So tomorrow night, England take on Spain in the Women's Euros. We're all wishing the women the very best. And can they make it further into the tournament? Well, there's a track that's going to remind everyone of football and glory. Here we go.
I think it's bad news for the English game.
We're not creative enough, and we're not positive enough.
It's coming home, it's coming home, it's coming, football's coming home.
We'll go on getting back, it's on getting back, it's on getting back, it's on getting back.
It's coming, football's coming home, it's coming.
To know the score, they've seen it all before. They just know, they're so sure that England's gonna throw it away, gonna blow it away. But I know they can play, 'cause I remember peanuts on a shirt, jewels were made, still gleaming. 30 years of
jokes, so many sneers, but all those old souvenirs weigh you down through the years.
But I still see that tackle by Moore, and when Lineker scored, Bobby Belt in the ball, and Norby dancing. Three lights on a shirt, jewels remain still gleaming. 30 years of hurt never stop me dreaming.
England have done it in the last minute of extra time. What a save! What a great, good old England! England, the country. It's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming. Football's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming. Football's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming. Football's coming home. It's coming.
Phoenix FM.
Yes, what a great track. Good luck to the Lionesses playing tomorrow night against Spain in the Women's Euros. I think they'll come through victorious. Let's hope so. They've trounced everybody so far, haven't they? Fabulous. Well, it's been another rip-roarer of a show that goes like this tonight on the 19th of July. Hope the temperatures subside enough for you. It may still be a bit uncomfortable tonight, but, you know, you've learnt things by listening, haven't you? You now know the correct position to sleep in, how often to water your grass, amongst other things. And we've had celebrity birthdays. We've had all the excitement of the knockout draw for the World Cup of Films. Schindler's List versus The Green Mile and Toy Story versus Shawshank Redemption. Available to vote for now at Bensim Radio on Twitter. Get yourself on there and do just that. Great stuff coming up after me as ever. Rob Harvey in next with Synth City after the news at 8 o'clock. So I'm going to play one final track and you don't go anywhere. And enjoy Rob's show. Then after Rob, Gary Davidson in with Off the Record as well from 10 until midnight. So great stuff. 98.0 FM and phoenixfm.com. Now we need a track to play us out. Dave Bourne earlier wanted to hear B.A. Robertson's Bang Bang. Nobody requested the other Bang Bang, but I like it. Jesse J, Ariana, Nicki Minaj. See you soon.
Queen Nicki dominant, prominent. It's me, Jesse, and Ari. If they test me, they sorry. Riders up like a Harley, then pull off in this Ferrari. If he hanging, we banging. Phone ringing, he slanging. It ain't karaoke night, but get the mic, cause I'm singing. G to the A, to the N to the G. B to the A, to the N to the G. Hey.